find you anymore. I called for my brothers, I called for my sisters, but there was nothing left for them to do, and so I watched from far away as the ambulances came and started dressing.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. My name is Jason. I'm so happy to be here. This is the show program Without Form here on WMFO, and I come with a guest. Let the guest introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Lila.
It's great to have you in studio here, Lila.
Thank you for inviting me, Jason.
You're welcome. Lila, for those repeat listeners to Program Without Form, the 2.3 of you, Lila was a guest in December.
This is true.
And she's back for more. She's hungry for college radio.
Yes.
I'm hungry for college radio as well. I try to do this every week. I actually haven't done it for a few weeks, so it's nice to be back. Some new things around the studio I'm pointing out. And same mic, just exactly the same microphone.
Fascinating, Jason.
Thank you, Lila. I love to get give people sort of a picture of what it's like in the studio here.
Why don't you describe some of the new things that you're seeing?
Well, the one that comes to mind the strongest is a new wall hanging here in the studio. It is a Simpsons action figure, still in its packaging, and it is for the Simpsons version of lead guitarist of Aerosmith, Joe Perry. So you got Joe Perry holding the axe, long hair, sour face as usual, yellow skin, Simpsons style. So that's an interesting addition to the studio. I find it very interesting. There have been some retro posters popping up, vintage posters, for bands like the Sex Pistols and Nirvana, Guitar Hero Jimi Hendrix. Those have slowly been popping up. I can only guess they were brought by a community member, and they will continue to pop up over the next 30 to 40 years.
Is the New York Dolls poster new?
Yes, that's new to me. It's a pink poster with a black and white image photograph of the dolls.
Oh, wow, there are two of them.
Oh, that one is old. Oh. That black
Someone
background
really
one
likes
is old.
New York Dolls.
Well, there's a lot to like there. No opinion from me. Thank you. Let's see. Tonight, Lila and I have a theme going. Because of the month it is, and the time of year it is, and the way everyone's feeling all the time these days, we're going to do Music of Cold. This is a counterpart to my theme for, again, those 2.3 repeat listeners from, I believe, early September, Music of Heat. Now we're delving into the Music of Cold. What makes you feel cold? What reminds you of the cold? What is a wintry song?
This theme has been chosen by Jason, disregarding the weather of the past weekend here in the Boston area.
Yeah, so I've been planning this theme for a while. It felt like a good time to do it. I was going to have a guest in studio, which is wonderful. It's been unseasonably warm overall this winter, particularly in the past week. Today is fine, totally moderate winter weather, I would say. High of what, like 40? Probably.
I wasn't outside in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, some snow was melting, I noticed, and it was sunny. But over the weekend, it was a high of 55 on Saturday, high of 50 on Sunday, I believe, 53 maybe. Unseasonably warm here in Boston, and particularly here at WMFO in Medford and Somerville. But anyway, we're going to do the Music of Cold. Regardless, it is still winter. We still have probably another month of cold. You're not likely to break out your board shorts anytime soon, hop into Revere Beach. I'm not seeing many people do that. So let's get to another cold tune. This one is a Lila fresh pick. Lila, would you like to describe why you chose this song without mentioning which particular song it is?
Sure. I chose it because I was browsing through my iTunes thinking about cold, and this song seemed appropriate. I don't believe there's any mention of cold at all, but listeners may find the music cold sounding.
So would you say you possibly associate it with the cold?
In the moment that I chose it, yes.
Does it remind you of winter in particular or cold air?
No.
It just has a cold sound.
Yeah.
Great. Here is that cold Laurie Anderson tune.
I met this guy, and he looked like he might have been a hat check clerk at an ice rink, which in fact, he turned out to be. And I said, oh boy, right again. Be you. It's a sky blue sky. Satellites are out tonight. Let X equal X. You know, this book would be thick enough to stun an ox. 'Cause I can see the future, and it's a place about 70 miles east of here where it's lighter. Linger on over here. Got the time.
Thank you. chatter, eyed looks I got thick in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Then she grabs the bench at your sandals. Horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciata. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling for you've forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks to walk on. Chatter, you'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side.
Again, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is the show program without form. My name is Jason.
My name is Lila.
Great, Lila. You just heard the song Horchata by El Vampire Weekend from their album Contra, released in 2010. Song has some winter references in there. December, balaclava, sort of stop listening to the lyrics after that.
Definitely does not sound like a wintry song.
No, it
very
sounds like
tropical.
It's a celebratory winter song.
It's about leaving your winter home and going on a vacation in Mexico.
No, I don't know about that. Again, I'm a little rough on the lyrics, that one, but it's definitely about having fun in the winter. Before that, you heard Ski Vacation by Level Up, which is about going out of town in the winter.
That's true.
But deeper into the snow, huh? That was released on the album Hoodwinked in 2014. Double Whammy Records.
For those who may be interested in seeing Level Up play live, they'll be playing at Great Scott this Wednesday.
Nice plug.
The two of us will be attending that show.
Yeah, watch for us. I'll be the one in the black winter jacket, and Lila.
I'll be wearing a balaclava.
Great. So you'll definitely catch us at that show, Great Scott, capacity over 200. You also heard Let X Equal X by Laurie Anderson from the album Big Science, 1982. And I realized I forgot to mention the first song. Started off the hour with Lonely Universe by Angel Olsen from her debut LP, Halfway Home, which has some great lyrics about winter right in the middle there. So for those tuning in, we're doing a theme about music of cold. We're playing cold songs, songs about the cold, songs associated with the cold. Winter, snow, ice, etc., you know, freezing, all that. So thanks so much for listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
Is it time for a PSA, Jason?
Yes, it is. Take it away, Lila.
This is in contrast to the cold. Safety tips for your space heater. I know many people in Somerville and Cambridge are probably using space heaters right now because they live in drafty houses.
Could we not editorialize?
Okay, fine. Thank you. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. My roommate keeps her space heater on all the time, even when she's not there.
Thank you. Things in common. Not the only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high. I'm going to fly that thing. High. High. But fly alone.
You always smoking in the house. What if my mother comes over? You can't get up and get a job. Is this little hustle's getting you by? You're the daylight and the stoner with the sweetest kiss. Know what I was on. I had a pilot, Jones.
What you know about that?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home. Jones, Pilot Jones. Tonight she came stumbling across my lawn again. Just don't know why I keep on trying to keep a grown woman sober. See, there you go, reaching up your blouse. And no, I don't want no child, but I ain't been touching a while by the dealer. The sweetest kiss I've ever known.
I knew what I was ever known.
I had a pilot with Jones.
What you know about that?
She took me high.
Oh, did you know?
Then she took me home. Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. In the sky above, yes, I saw the sky like I've never seen before. Yeah. Thought I was above, yeah, above the sin.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here at 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. Fading out right now is Pilot Jones from the album Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. Before that, you heard I Want to Be Cold by The Microphones from The Glow Part 2, as well as Sufjan Stevens' The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is Out to Get Us from his album Illinois, released in 2005.
Illinois.
I think it's Illinois.
But it's preceded by Feel the.
I think it's Come On, Feel the.
Yeah, well, that still proves my point.
Right, no, but that's just what's on the cover. We're not going to get into whether you want to count it as the stylized title or, like, you know, arguably a more official title.
Okay.
I was looking at that album on Wikipedia today, as well as the Michigan album by Sufjan Stevens, which has the same problem.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I think it's Greetings from Michigan, the Great Lake State.
Yeah, but that's not the same problem.
Yeah, it is. That's what it says on the cover, but it's commonly referred to as Michigan.
To me, the issue is whether it's Illinois or Illinois, not what comes before it or after it. Its presence within the phrase.
Okay, well, that's from that album that Sufjan Stevens wrote about the state of Illinois. Whatever it might be titled. Lila and I recently went to Illinois a few weeks ago. There's a reason I missed a show a few weeks ago. A month ago. So, there's that.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming at WMFO.org and in the WMFO mobile app. So if you're going to go on the go.
If you're in Illinois.
Go with the WMFO mobile go app and download that wherever apps are downloadable, huh?
Maybe you're listening to us while you're running on the treadmill in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the cooking channel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this would be a nice pairing with the cooking channel.
Yeah. What's coming up next, Jason?
Oh,
more
boy.
Cold?
I'm not sure, Lila. Yes, the theme is music of cold, so something cold. Do you have something you want to play?
Sure, I have many songs that could be played.
Okay.
But by law, I can't say the name
over
the air. All
right, so we'll just talk off air. I'm going to play... another song. This one's a goodie, huh? Oof. Boy.
Thank you. millionaire, spending my money I didn't care, taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so to go. And if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till the eagle grin. I said, nobody knows you. When you're down and out, in your pockets you ain't got one penny, and your friends, you didn't have any. Just as soon as you get up on your feet again, here they all come. They say that they're your long lost friends. Oh Lord, without a doubt, no, nobody needs you. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. I say, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you.
This next tune goes out to Max, if he's listening.
Taste it.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jason. The show is Program Without Form. My guest is...
L-A-I-L-A. Lila.
You just heard Snow Girl by the band The Pop Group from their 1979 album Y. That's the letter Y, not the word. You also heard Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out by Nina Simone from her Pastel Blues.
That was my pick.
Lila's pick. Fresh. Lila Fresh pick.
I was saying to Jason that my interpretation of cold is much more loose than his.
Yes.
Non-literal.
I tried to find some looser ones, but I was like, these aren't actually about cold. So I didn't put them on the playlist. I could play a couple.
Well.
Anyway, before that, you heard NYC is Cold by Frankie Cosmos from her 2013 EP, I'm Sorry, I'm High, Let's Go.
Yikes.
Kind of fun little tune, little short tune there, kind of fun. Yeah, we're playing...
What a great selection, Jason.
Thank you, Lila. We're playing The Music of Cold here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts.
Music to bundle up to.
Freeform. It's not even that cold out. I mean, come on. Yeah, this is some good cold music. If you want to listen to this later when it's like really cold, you can go on the WMFO website, go to this show, Program Without Form, and you'll find the archive going a couple weeks back. So a couple weeks. If there's a cold day, you can bundle up to this. This hot 2 hours here.
Hot cold. It's like a hot cold patch. This radio show will cure you of your muscular ailments.
Okay, I don't know if we want to make that sort of proclamation on the radio.
I'm a loose interpreter, Jason.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to put WMFO out to be possibly liable for a suit. Because someone's like, you didn't cure my arthritis with your sounds.
I think arthritis is technically a bone ailment, not a muscular ailment.
Isn't it a joint ailment? I don't know. Whatever. Here's another cold song, people. Jeez.
Thank you. Be